Vayter in Shas and Daf Lamed Gimel, picking up at the very, very top line. I want to remind you of a statement we said yesterday. We had a brisa that was the first brisa we brought yesterday of Tanur Rabbanan, that we asked a question: what if Shimon, who's married to Leah, remember there's Reuven is married to Rachel and Shimon's married to Leah, and now what happens if Reuven dies and Shimon now goes ahead, who's married to Leah, he breaks the law and he marries Rachel, who's Leah's sister, who's married to Shimon's brother Reuven. Right, what is going to be the deal? So Rav Yossi said that he's going to be chayav for two things. He's going to be chayav for Eish HaSach, his brother's wife, and for Achos Isha, his wife's sister. Rashi makes mention again that if Rachel is patur to do even by Shimon, she becomes like one who had children where the Isser of Eish HaSach hasn't been removed. That's Rav Yossi. Versus Rav Shimon, he says he's only chayav for Eish HaSach. Right, as will be explained, we explained this yesterday. Everything depends on order. In our case, is talking about where Reuven got married first. All right. Now, that was the discussion that we had at hand. And yesterday, we set up the groundwork that we said that basically, Rav Yossi doesn't hold of Isser Kolel. We see now that yesterday's discussion, we came up that Rav Yossi doesn't hold of Isser Kolel. Now we see that it's actually a machlokas. We brought three machlokas from yesterday. And now we're going to explain what the root of these machlokas are, and it's going to continue to the end of this daf, which is going to bring out, is it maybe not true that he doesn't hold of Isser Kolel? Maybe it's actually a machlokas. And that is what we're going to investigate right now. Now let's just get something clear of Isser Kolel versus Isser Mosif. This is a machlokas Rishonim, and I'm going to be going according to one of them within the world of what I understand Rashi is saying. Okay, Isser Mosif is when the Isser becomes more extensive. An example would be where Shimon marries Leah and now becomes Usser to his wife's sister Rachel. But other brothers are Mutter to Rachel. Later, when Reuven marries Rachel, he now makes her Usser to the brothers as well. To Shimon, she's now no longer just Usser because of Achos Isha, but for Eish HaSach as well. That is called Mosif. But if Reuven would have married Rachel first, then to Shimon and all the other brothers, she's Usser because of Eish HaSach. When Shimon now marries Leah, Rachel becomes more Usser, only to him, of Achos Isha. That's called Isser Kolel. So now we have the question we said yesterday about whether or not Rav Yossi holds Isser Kolel or not. We're going to see maybe he does. So, with that intro, let's jump in. Zark the Gemara. But my kavifka, what exactly is a machlokas in Rav Chiya and Bar Kappara? Because remember, we had three machloksim about them, and then we had a zar, Shashimish B'Shabbos, that Rav Chiya said you would chayev two, and Bar Kappara said one. And then we had a balmum, Shashimish B'Tuma, that, again, Rav Chiya said two, Bar Kappara said one. And we had a zar, Sha'acha Malika, two and one. And then each one went on saying, I swear that I heard from Rebbe like I said. I swear like I heard from Rebbe like I said. So what are you going to do now? So what exactly is their machlokas? But my kamiflagi, we're going to try one thing. It's going to get rejected. We're going to try a second one. And let's see what happens. Okay, so number one is, we say the following. But my kamiflagi, be'isser kolel va'aliba drabiosi. We're arguing over that we're saying that the root of the machlokas is about isser kolel, according to Rav Yossi, whether a more inclusive isser can take effect on an existing isser or not. Rabbi Chiya Savar, Rabbi Yossi be isser kolel mechayiv tarti, Bar Kappara Savar lo mechayiv elechada. Rabbi Chiya says, I'm sorry, Rabbi, yeah, he holds it. Rabbi Yossi, when it comes to an isser kolel, you're going to be chayiv one. Bar Kappara says, nope, you're going to be chayiv, I'm sorry, chayiv two, you're going to be chayiv one. What are the two we're talking about over here? So the original Isser, and number two is a more inclusive one. And we see that from the fact that he said that if Shimon takes Reuven's wife after Reuven died, that he's chayev too, regardless of who he married first. Now, we had knocked off Rav Avo yesterday, who said that although Rav Yossi doesn't hold of Isser Chal Isser, he does say Isser Mosif. And we said that the case was that was brought with the Isser Kolel, and no one says that Rav Yossi holds of Isser Kolel. Now we see that there is someone who says that he holds of Isser Kolel, namely Rav Chiya. And Bar Kappara, who said in all three machloksim you be chayev only one, he says you only be chayev for one. That's the original Isser. Rashi says, and when Rav Yossi said that Shimon, and Shimon's going to be chayev too for being with Reuven's wife, that was only the case when Shimon got married first, and therefore there's an Isser Mosif. So, says the Gemara, my Isser Kolel Ikahacha. Says, I understand. What exactly are you talking about over here? In all three cases we brought between Rav Chiya and Bar Kappara, what Isser Kolel exists? Now, don't forget, We had these three cases we said is a zar sheshimish b'shabbos, a balmum sheshimish b'tumah, and a zar she'achal melika. My is a kol ika bishlam azar. I understand by the case of a zar, right? We're going to see right now that basically that it can exist by the first machlokas that we brought yesterday of a zar sheshimish b'shabbos. How so? Because before Shabbos, the zar was mutter to do malacha. Meikara sharba malacha. Right, clearly it's okay to do malacha, but it's also to do the avoda, v'asa b'avoda. Asiya lo Shabbos, migo de kam mitzar b'malacha, mitzar nami b'avoda. When Shabbos comes, we say that since it's now asa for him to do malacha, he's also asa to do avoda. Not only as an iser of a zar doing avoda, but also as a malacha on Shabbos. That's an iser kolel. It's not that it becomes asa to more people, which become mosif. Right, so what do we see? We see that Isser Kola by the second case of well, we see also by the second case, the Baal Mum Shishimish Betuma. How do you see it over there? Say Meikara, because we see that originally, before it became Tamei, Sharbam Bachilo was mutter for the Kohen to eat from the Karbanos. No problem. So when he becomes Tamei, but he still is going to be Aser to do the Avoda. It mele migo to come mitzvah bechila mitzvah nami ma'avoda. When it comes tamei, therefore it's also to eat the karbanos, he can't do the avoda as well. Not only because of the baal mum, but also because he's tamei. Oh, iser kolel. Right, okay, so now it says Gemara ela malika. So we can see that could work out with the first two cases of zer shishimish b'shabbos and baal mum shishimish b'toma. And now the problem, and therefore the rejection of attempt number one is, however, when it comes to the idea of malika, then we have ourselves a problem. When it comes to the third case, that of a zar shalcha malika, we can't find the case of iser kolel. Ela malika b'bas achasi d'mishkachasla. We could find Babas Achas if it happens at the same time, right? Because the two Isurim happen at the same moment, but it's not like it happened one before the other that there's Mosef or Kola going on, right? Because before Malika actually happened, the bird had an Isur of Me'ila on it, and even Kohanim couldn't eat from it. But once Malika is done, though, there's no Isur Me'ila anymore. But a new Isser of Zar not being allowed to eat it comes into effect. And at the same moment, it's an Isser of Nevela. There's no Isser tacking on to another one that we'd say Isser Kolo. So what we're trying to say that this whole Mechloksim over here, the three Mechloksim we had yesterday at the end of the daf, is talking about Isser Kolel, can't be that that's the case because the third one doesn't work with it. So therefore, it can't be that that's a Mechloksim Rav Chiya Bar Kapara. So we no longer have the basis to say that there's a Mechloksim as per whether Rav Yossi holds of Isser Kolel, and we stick with the fact that he doesn't. So now we need to figure out the basis of the Mechlokes between Rav Chiya and Bar Kapara. So we come up with another answer now. Says the Gemara, Ella kamifli b'v iser b'bas achas. It must be what they're arguing about is the iser, the machlokas, is about iser b'bas achas. And vali b'drab Yossi, and it's in the world of Yossi, who said that Reuven will be chayev too. Rav Chiya Savar, he says, Rabbi Yossi b'iser bas achas m'chayev tarti. Rabbi Yossi holds that Rav Yossi says you're going to be chayev too. Isurim by bas achas will hold that a person should be chayev for both. Rashi explains the cases where two brothers designate a shliach to marry two sisters, and one each of them, and the two sisters designate a shliach to receive the marriage, and one shliach encounters the other one and marries them simultaneously. So Eshas Ach and Echos Isha come into existence at the same time. So that's why Rabbi Yossi be'iser bas achas mechayev tarti bar kapara lo mechayev elchada. Right, this is against Bar Kapara, who holds that you would only be chayev one. Rashi explains, when will you be chayev in the Isser Mosif? When Shimon gets married first, like we explained earlier. Right, so what do we see? We see that the machlokes of Isser Bas Achas by Zar Sha'acha Malika, that's what caused us to come up to this answer. Beautiful. What about the other two cases? It works with that case, with one of the three. What about the other two? V'hacha, my iser bas achas ika hacha. We get rid of the word hacha over here. There's too many of them. My iser bas achas hacha ika hacha. Zar sheshimesh b'shabbos. How does that work with bas achas? Zar sheshimesh b'shabbos. Can go into ice ish tiseres b'shabbos to have you lose zarus b'shabbos b'hadei adadi. How's that? It could work out. When the offender grows two hairs on the Shabbos that he's doing the Avodah, now he just became an Isser Zar by becoming a man, and the Isser Melachah and Shabbos also, and he's violating Shabbos simultaneously. All right, so that's the two of them come together. Baal Mum Nami, it also works out with the second case by Baal Mum. Right, that we can find a simultaneous case when he grows two hairs after becoming tummy as a kid. Now, being that he had a mum and was tummy before becoming a man, when he grows those hairs, they come into effect together. Inami, another answer is, or the case where it was already a man and there's a healthy Torah coin, but he cut his finger with a tummy knife. So he was simultaneous, he cut his finger off. Nebuch, with a tummy knife, so for simultaneous tuma and baal mum. Everything looks now, it seems like it's good and dandy. Now, we're going to come to the attack, though. The Gemara is going to show how, although is going to show that we had Rav Chiya and Bar Kappara, clearly they argue with one another, and they're pretty adamant that they heard what they said, but they swear. So maybe we can explain what it is that Rebbe really meant when he said the opposite of their opinions. Here comes the attack. Bishlam Rabbi Chiya, this makes sense in the world of Rabbi Chiya, that we could work out that when did Rebbe say that you'll be chayiv too, like Rav Chiya said? Right, he's going in the world of Rabbi Yossi. And when, that's when he was here, Chayef too. And when did he say, one, Ki Asya Lebar Kapara Libid Reb Shimon? That's going in the world of Rabbi Shimon. Very good. However, El Lebar Kapara, according to Bar Kapara, who says that even Rav Yossi agrees, you can't have two Yisurim simultaneously. Are you going to say Rav Chiya is lying? El Lebar Kapara, Rabbi Chiya Shakuri Kamashakar, are you telling you he's saying a lie? We don't like to do that. We don't want to assume that they're saying things that aren't true, that they made a mistake. It doesn't make so much sense. And because of this, you have to come up with a different answer. So rather, it must be that the Machlokes is about Be'iser Basachas, but not in the word of Rabbi Yossi, not in the word of Rabbi Shimon. Ela Kamifchi Be'iser Basachas V'Ali B'Dor Rabbi Shimon. It's really the same Machlokes we said before, but now focused on Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Chiya, Be'Shlam El Rabbi Chiya, Kamishtav El Afuki El Rabbi Shimon, Me'cheskia, Me'cheskei. According to Rav Chiya, although Rav Shimon doesn't hold of the idea of Isser Mosif and Kolel, which one thing comes after the other, he does hold of Asachas. Since it came at the same time, it can't be that one is stopping the other arrival. Bar Kappara says Rav Shimon doesn't hold of Basachas either. This works out. Nas and Dandy, according to Rav Chiya, he swore to come against Rav Shimon's general view that he doesn't hold of Mosif Kolel, but he does hold of Basachas. That there's going to be two Isurim in such a matzah. But according to Bar Kappara, why would you swear? He's just saying what he always says, that there's no Isur here by simultaneous also. The Lashon doesn't really fit. And says Gemara, okay, good point. Kasha. Whenever we say Kasha, as we said in the past, it doesn't mean we knocked it off. It just means it's a good question. Nice. Okay, period. The Gemara now says, though, we have a Kasha on this also. Why? Because Bishlama Labar Kappara, everything is nice and dandy according to Bar Kappara. That what? That kias near Rebbe Ledidei Alibid Rebbe Shimon, kias near Rebbe Chia Alibid Rebbe Yossi. That according to Rebbe Kappara, when Rebbe taught him that they're going to be chayiv only one, he was going according to Rebbe Shimon. And when Rebbe taught Rebbe Chia is going to be chayiv two, he was going according to Rebbe Yossi. But according to Rebbe Chia, Elul Rebbe Chia, who says that even according to Rebbe Shimon, there's basachas, and therefore a chayiv two as well. What are you going to say? Bar Kappara is lying. Right? According to Elul Rebbe Chia, Bar Kappara Shakuri Meshaka, you're going to say he's lying? We don't like to do that, right? Say this to the Gemara. No, Amalach Rebbe Chia. Chia would answer back that when is it that Rebbe taught Bar Kappara that they are only Chai of one? That's only for the first two cases. Amalach Rebbe Chia, Kias Nil Rebbe Lididei, that's Tati Liftor Esnai. That's only for the first two of Zar Shashimish B'Shabbos and Balmum Shashimish B'Tumma, because they don't hold of Isser Mosif Isser Kolel, one coming after the next. But he didn't teach it to him by the third one, right? By the third one, he didn't say that. Beep, turn the page on the Gimel Beis. V'Isser Kolel last night, V'Alib Rebbe Shimon. V'Chazi Labar Kappara L'Zar Sha'ochel Malika. And what he did is he made a mistake. The first two could be a case of Iser Mosif and Kolel, but the third one is Basachas, and that's where he attributed the teaching inaccurately. Rebbe holds that a person is chayev for both counts, even according to Shimon in the third case. And it has to be that way, because Rebbe would never have taught that Rav Shimon would say that the second Isser would be off the hook by the case of the Zaroid Malika, since they must come together in a case. So Rav Shimon would agree that there's going to be chayev too in such a case. And there was a mistake meant over here. V'chazi lebar kapar lo zar sha'achal malika. V'aydi d'daim yillah erva ba'adayu. And since he compared the three cases, therefore he put them and he mixed them into the mix over here. V'ayin ba'an. Later on, what did he do? He looked into what's going on. V'ayin in it. And he said that, but if you have a zar, the id malika, v'lo ashka chelo ba'asachas. He found that only coming up with him one case, v'savar. And he figured... this is part of what he was taught also, even though it wasn't. And he said, well, maybe the Haba Basachas, just like this case is Basachas, and Ha Naim Basachas, this case also must be talking about Basachas. And Midanach Liftor, just like over there, it's Pater, right? There's only one Isser. Hanach Nami Liftor there, so we're going to Pater the second one, or the second Isser as well. And that's where he ended up making a mistake. Now we come in at the Kasha Mar Kapara though. Meisvei. Zar Shishimish B'Shabbos. Let's say you have the Zar who goes ahead and he's a non-Kohen. He goes, he does the Avoda on Shabbos. Ubal Mum Shishimish B'Tumma. And the Baal Mum that does the Shtickle on Tumma, right? We're in the state of Tumma, right? Which these are the first two of the three cases. Omishum Baal Mum. Omishum Tumma. I think I just skipped a line again. Meisvei zar shishimish b'shabbos ba'al mum shishimish b'tuma. Yesh kan mishum zaros umishum shabbos umishum ba'al mum umishum tuma. The first case has what's called zaros. It's a non kohen. He's doing the avoda and shabbos because being mechal shabbos because the non kohen can't do the carbon on shabbos. And the second case we have umishum ba'al mum umishum tuma. The ba'al mum is doing an avoda. They can't do it and he's now doing instead of tuma. Div Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shimon says, "Ein kan ela mishum zarus ubal mum bavat." Nope, the only thing that's going to be over here, we have an isser of zarus and bal mum. You're only chayev for one of the two, not two of the two. Says the Gemara, "For ilu malika shari." When it comes to the case of malika, so he brought out, so we see straight up that the Brisa brings up the case we've been discussing all along, but it leaves out the third one by malika, left it over. Leman Shaya, according to who did the Tana who wrote this, why is it that he decided not to bring in the case of Malika? Elam and Rabbi Yossi, if you want to say it's going according to Rabbi Yossi, in other words, it's four because of Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi would agree that he's Chayev, only one in this case. Hashtar of Yossi, be Isser Kolo Mechayev Shtaim. He says you're going to be Chayev in Isser Kolo. Be'isav Basachas, mi boy. Of course you're going to be Chayev in the case of Basachas. Elav Rabbi Shimon must be he's doing in the world of Rabbi Shimon. That's who left it out. Be'isser Kolo hu de Pater. And it was that he's Chayev, that it's only Pater in Isser Kolo. Be'isav Basachas Mechayev. But he's not going to be Chayev in the case of Isser Basachas. The Yufta, the Bar Kapara, to Yufta. So we knock off Bar Kapara, and this is just supporting the concept to say that Bar Kapara misunderstood what Rebbe was talking about, and Rebbe was talking about the other cases, and he understood it, this third case as well. He used the same svar, and it caused the whole hoopla. But really, what we see is that Shimon would Taka agree, and Rebbe really was saying, like Rabbi Yossi was saying all along, they're going to be Chayev too in the third case. Basachas, he's going to be Mechayev. Now we're going to, okay, period, full stop, done. What we're going to do now is go back in one of the cases, the first case of the three, the Zar Shishimish B'Shabbos, and try to understand a little bit what exactly he did. So the Zar, the non-Kohen, who did the Avoda on Shabbos, B'mai, what exactly did he do? In other words, what service did he do that he's going to be Chayev to? Ibe Shchita, if you want to say they did Shchita, Shchita B'Zar Kshera, he's allowed to do that. So that's not over in Isser. Rash says V'in Kanzaris, so we learned that in Zvachim. Right, so he's allowed to do such a thing. V'iba Kabbalah v'olacha, and if you want to say Kabbalah v'olacha is part of the avoda, is that you receive the blood and you bring it to the mizbeach. Okay, so what's the problem there? Tilta ba'almo. That's just a matzav of tilto. It's just a derabbanon, and does nishkin a problem? Rashi says v'in kan shavus. Right in the mikdash, there's no problem. Iba k'tara. If you want to say it was the actual burning of the carbon, Rashi says. Rabbi Yossi hechi mechayev chatas mishum Shabbos because like that the chatas mechayev like we're going to see right now in the Gemara if you want to say like Torah v'ha'am Rabbi Yossi havara l'lav yatzasa. Ooh, bring us back to Shabbos daf ayin aleph I think. Ayin, Daf Ayin. We know that he says it's Lelav Yosas. Remember, we said the Machlokes in Rav Yosef of Nasan. Why does it say Lo Savaru Ish Bechomos Shoseichem? What's the point of saying that if we know the other 39 Melachos there? We saw this in Shabbos, we saw earlier in Daf Vav that Rav Yosef says that why did Dafka go and mention Lo Savaru Ish Bechomos Shoseichem? Because he wants to take it out of the other Melachos that we have. Well, we know that if someone does Mamezid and you have the other ones, he's going to get Skila or Kares. Well, someone who does fire, so such a thing over there, by burning over here, this is the case of burning the carbon, it's just over a lav, and the worst he's going to get is Malkus. So there's going to be, according to the Rav Yossi, who we're talking about, there's going to be no Chatas. So answers the Gemara, we're talking about Amar Rav Acha Yaakov B'Shchitas Paro Shel Kohen Gadol. This is talking about a Zar comes, and he does the shechita of the Kohen Gadol at a par they used to bring. Rashi says, B'yom HaKippurim, the shechita av malachahi. U'mishem zaros nami ika k'divrei ha'omer b'yuma, b'perek in Daf Mem Beis, that shechita's paro bazar is psula. U'k'divrei ha'omer shechita's paro shel Kohen Gadol bazar psula. So when we said before, it can't be shechita because it's kosher with the zar, not this particular one. Says Gemara Yochi, that's really true. Samai iria, feel a kohen hedyot nami. Why are you talking about over here a zar doing it? Even a kohen hedyot would be a problem. This is the thing of a kohen gadol has to do it. Says Gemara, shezar etzlo kamar. It does mean a regular kohen. It's either a regular kohen or a non-kohen. It's a zar, meaning someone who's not a kohen gadol. Now, the basis of everything here was just saying, Rav Yossi says you're going to be chayiv, and we understood it meant you're going to be chayiv chatas. In such a case here, you can't be chayiv chatas because it's just lalav yatsa, so therefore we have to come on to something. Says the Gemara now, maskef lo Rav Ashi, midi chatos katani. Who said Rav Yossi says chayiv means you're going to be chayiv chatas? Olavi katani? Does it say anything about a lav? Does it mention either chatas or a lav? Says Rashi, isurehu de kachashiv. All it says are things that are aser. Ella, Isuri ba'alma kachashiv. All he meant is that Isurim that'd be done over here. So therefore, it's okay. We could talk about even a regular shchita, and we're talking about a regular kiss of a non-coin. L'may nafkamina, what's a nafkamina? If he's not going to be, get a chatos, he's not going to get malchus, and what's a nafkamina? Whether he did, he's over one, he's over two. Like we said earlier, lekovro bein rishayim gemurim. In order to know whether we're going to bury him by rishayim gemurim, those that are part of the skila / srefa category, as opposed to harik chenek, this is like we said yesterday as well. Okay, my goodness, Hashem loves us and we love Hashem. Let's go. Vaitith next Mishnah. Shtaim, Sikitru Shtein Hashem, you have two people marry two women. Ubishaskin, Isasim, Lachopa. And when it came time to actual chuppah, to go ahead to finish off the marriage, Shechlifu et Shelzeh, Lazev et Shelzeh, Lazev, they switched up the wives and gave the wrong wives to the wrong person. Hare Elu Chayavim, Mishum, Eshes Ish. They are over in Isser, they should say chuppah, meaning they go to have bia with one another. Now we got a problem. Vima yachin, if they were brothers, mishum eisha sach. You're going to be chayav and eisha sach. Vima yachayos, and if they were sisters, mishum isha lachosa. You're going to be chayav for isha lachosa. We know you're not allowed to go ahead and take a woman and her sister. Vima yinidos, and if they're nidos, mishum nida. Now, we want to make sure these women get back to their hubbies. So what do we do now? We separate them 3 months. Rashi says, and maybe they're pregnant. You have to make sure you know which one is kosher, which is pasul. Shema mu'ubarisin, says the Gemara of the Mishnah. V'im hayu ketanos, but if they're ketanos, in other words, these women are maidens, shenim u'yos leila, they're not able to have children, machzir noslam miyad, then they go back right away to their husbands, because that can be prego. V'im hayu kohanos, and if the kohanos are nifsal min truma, then they're not allowed to have truma. We have a gears to change on the scene, it's nifsal min kohuna. Rashi says the Gemara is going to explain what that is talking about. Zok the heilige Gemara. Echlifu? Midi birshoyas kinan? What do we mean, echlifu? Echlifu means like they switched the wives? What are we dealing with? Reshoyim over here? What's going on over here? Hechlifu is a type of lashon like they did it on purpose. Vesu, and furthermore, had the Tani Rabbi Chiya, that which Rabbi Chiya said, that harei kan sheishas chatos. As Rashi says, what does that mean, 16 chatos? Lakol, lekol echad arba. Each one of these four people here are two men and two women. Each one has to go and give four. So, v'chein l'nashav, for the women also, dal shneihem, hu omer, v'nichusu, nafashu sa'otos. They were involved in all these matzavim over here that is going to be a married woman, brother's wife, wife, sister, and anida. They're going to be chayav all these different things. Now, amazing. If we're talking about a case where they did an amazing Mika carbon, is there going to be any carbon whatsoever? You only bring a chat if something's been shogging, not if it's bemazed. I'm Rev Yehuda, no problem. Switch the gear sets. Tani Uchlefu, which means they got switched up. Not that you dafka went and switched them up, but they got switched up. Hachina Mistab also makes sense. The Katani Sefer says, Emma Yukatana, Shenemu Uyos, Shenemu Uyos Lele, Machsiru Nosan Miyad, Vi bemazed Misharia, you switch them back immediately. But if they did it on purpose, would that be mutter? You can't willingly be with somebody else and then give the spouses back. So it's got to be that it was done. In the case of Huchlefu, says Gemara, no, holo kasha, pito ketana ma'onis ninu. Because when a girl who's a ketana gets seduced to do something, that's called ones. For ones be yisrael, mishra shari. And that's something which is mutter. Rashi says, mutter mishra shari labayla di alfinan me vihi lo nispisa. Ha nispisa muteris. Right? Because there's a woman who was taken away that she didn't really understand what was happening, except for she can't go back. Ella de Katani. How do we know that really was done by accident? De Katani, Mafrishin or son Shlosha Hadashim, Shamu Mubar, saying they were separated for 3 months because maybe they are pregnant. Rashi says, Vila Acha Shlosha Hadashim, Matar, Safakav Shigdolo saying, Halab Mubar Sharon, but they wouldn't be Mubar, says Rashi, then the Gemara, then it would be Mutar. If Ibn Maze had Mishari, if it was Ibn Maze, it wouldn't be allowed. Allah, Shmamina, Huklafu, Shmamina, must be that actually it was that they were switched. Okay, but not purposely. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.